ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Second Canto, Chapter 5, Text Number 18. The Cause of All Causes. Sattvam rajas tama iti nirgunasya gunas traya stiti sarga nirodeshu grihita mayaya vibho sattam rajastama iti sattam rajastama iti nirgunasya gunastraya nirgunasya gunastaya stiti sarga nirodeshu iti sarga nirodeshu grihita mayaya vibho grihita mayaya vibho sattam rajastama iti nirgunasya gunastraya iti sarga nirodeshu grihita mayaya vibho. Ladies, rajastama iti gunasya gunastraya stiti sarga nirodeshu grihita mayaya viroho sattam rajastama iti nirgunasya gunastaya stiti sarga nirodeshu grihita mayaya vibho satvam, the mode of goodness, raja, the mode of passion, tama, the mode of ignorance, iti, all these, nirgunasya, of the transcendence, Ganatraya are three qualities. Stiti, maintenance. Sarga, creation. Nirodeshu, in destruction. Grihita, accepted. Mayaya, by the external energy. Vibho, of the Supreme. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jaya. The Supreme Lord is pure spiritual form. transcendental to all material qualities. Yet for the sake of the creation of the material world and its maintenance and annihilation, he accepts through his external energy the material modes of nature called goodness, passion, and ignorance. Please repeat. The Supreme Lord is pure spiritual form, transcendental to all material qualities. Yet for the sake of creation of the material world and its maintenance and annihilation, he accepts through his external energy the material modes of nature called goodness, passion, and ignorance. Purport. The Supreme Lord is the master of the external energy manifested by the three material modes, namely goodness, passion, and ignorance. And as the master of this energy, he is ever unaffected by the influence of such bewildering energy. The living entities, the jivas, however, are affected by or susceptible to being influenced by such modes of material nature. That is the difference between the Lord and the living entities. The living entities are subjected by those qualities, although originally the living entities are qualitatively one with the Lord. In other words, the material modes of nature, being products of the energy of the Lord, are certainly connected with the Lord. But the connection is just like that between the master and the servants. The Supreme Lord is the controller of the material energy, whereas living entities who are entangled in the material world are neither masters nor controllers. Rather, they become subordinate to or controlled by such energy. Factually, the Lord is eternally manifested by his internal potency or spiritual energy, just like the sun and its rays in the clear sky. But at times he creates the material energy, as the sun creates a cloud in the clear sky. As the sun is ever increasingly unaffected by a spot of cloud, so also the unlimited Lord is unaffected by the spot of material energy, manifested at times in the unlimited span of the Lord's rays of Brahma Jyoti. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Sigurvina Pam Guru Divachalam Pangam Langayate Girimyar Kipatamande Sigurundina Tavanam Paramananda Maharavam Sri Chaitanya Ishvaram. So Srila Prabhupada begins this wonderful commentary by pointing out that the Lord is the master of the external energy. Natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate natat samascha vyadikasta drishyate. The Lord, the Supreme Lord, has nothing to do. It's not that he has to worry about some appointment that he may have, or he has to worry about his meal time, or he has to worry about getting someone dressed, like Mataji has to make sure that Abhay is up and ready to come, and he's enthusiastic and he's clean. The Lord doesn't have to deal with these kinds of matters. That's not to say that the Lord is lazy. It's like a person who may be in a very powerful company. He owns so many businesses. It's not that he has to, if you don't see him, that he's some lazy person. that he's off in some beach resort and just sitting around doing nothing. Or he's sleeping all day. No. But by his organization, by his influence, he's arranged everything in such a nice, complete way that it works automatically. It's not that he has to be worried, oh, I got to make a phone call because of what's going on over here. Or I better hurry up and fly over there because something's not happening. Or I haven't gotten a report for this thing and that thing. No. The Lord, Supreme Lord, doesn't have to do such things. But things are working. The Vedas explain that the Lord has unlimited potencies. Unlimited potencies. There's no limit to what he can do. Therefore, we can't conclude that he's just a lazy person or that he's just a busybody. But he's running around all over the place, but nothing gets done. No. He has unlimited potencies, and those potencies provide him with complete knowledge, power, and pastimes. He's so complete that each one of these potencies is working very naturally in sequence. It's again, it's not that it's out of order. Oh, well, something went wacky over here, so I better run over there and take care of it. No, it's in such perfect order that everything is perfect and complete, in other words. This is the meaning of a Supreme Lord. Otherwise, how can he be a Lord if he's overburdened, if he's hung up on this thing and that thing, what this person may have said, or what this person is doing, and etc. He doesn't have to worry about such things. But everything is happening naturally by his potency. And Prabhupada makes this very nice, wonderful point that Krishna is the master of the external energy. And he's manifested everything within the creation. And yet he's unaffected by that material energy. Again, it establishes the position of the Supreme Lord that he creates anything, or he can, just like an important person, again, he may create some very wonderful thing. But they're not subject to it. Just like, again, a spider, as Prabhupada was making this analogy sometime earlier, he uses the analogy of a spider. The spider, again, it creates this web, but it's not controlled by that web. It can extend it, and it can draw it back in. And all the while, he's unaffected by its sticky nature. Or that he'll fall off and hurt himself or go into oblivion. No. He's unaffected by the influence of such a bewildering energy, as Prabhupada makes this point. Therefore, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Ajopi sanave atma bhutanami shvaropi san. Right? Sambhavami atmaya. This is Krishna's energy. And he's transcendental to it. His existence never deteriorates. But it's eternal. It's unborn. Ishvarak Paramakrishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha. Again, it's described how the Lord is eternal. He's blissful. He's not. He doesn't get overwhelmed by some other cause, and he has a spiritual body. The nature of spirituality, we understand, the nature of spirit is that it's eternal. Right? Narayano paro yaktat. The Supreme Lord, Narayan, is beyond the creation. Again, not subject to the circumstances of this material creation, or for that matter, any other creation. Ahang evasham eva gre nanyad yat sarasat param. Krishna explains to Lord Brahma later on, we'll read in the ninth chapter of this canto, where he's giving instructions to Lord Brahma, and he tells him that it was I that was here before the creation. I was here before any of this happened. And it's just like, again, a very powerful person, when he creates something, he's not subject to it. He's in it, but yet at the same time, he's outside of it. As Prabhupada explains this, a very nice point, very beautifully. And again, Krishna himself says to Lord Brahma, pravishtani apravishtani, that he's within everything, and yet he's without. This is the inconceivable nature of God. This is what, and this, again, these descriptions, these definitions, you can't find in any other book of knowledge, any other teaching. This is the complete description. The Vedic literatures are so complete that they describe in great detail what is God, or how we can understand what are the qualities of God. Beyond just, well, he's up there and he's everywhere and he knows everything and you know, he loves everybody. I mean, they just go on and on with their speculation. But there's no definition. There's no definition. There's no detail. Just like, again, even in mundane society, somebody may have so many propositions. You know, they talk about this, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And they talk in very flowery ways or emotional ways, but there's no plan. There's no plan. But here in the Vedic literatures, we see that there is a plan for creation. There's a plan for everyone. For everyone. Not just this one or that one, this place or that place. There's a plan for everyone. And Krishna, that's why Krishna says, Ambija Prajapita. Krishna is the father of all living beings. There's no exceptions. It's so complete. Prabhupada is so nicely describing it here in this purport. He goes on further to say that the living entities, the jivas, however, are affected by or susceptible to being influenced by that material nature. Ishvarak sarvabhutanam hridesha arjuna tishtati brahma yantarudani maya. The living entities, instead, they're seated on this, what is the machine? Made of material energy. And they're having to, and they're subject to its rules and regulations. Living entities are subjected to these qualities, although originally living entities are qualitatively one with the Lord. Actually, the living entity is a spiritual, just like the personality of Godhead. We have that eternal connection. And it's just a matter of awakening it. Awakening to that realization. And without proper knowledge, how can that be done? It can't be. It can't be. We can speculate, you know, how to do this or how. It goes on and on. There's no, we've heard it thousands of times. The point is, unless one has a perfect knowledge, understanding the Supreme Lord as the Supreme Controller, who is above this material nature, who's the owner and controller of this material nature, and who is there also within Ishvara Sarvabhutanam. He's also there within guiding the living entities. The Supreme Lord is the controller of that material energy. Mama Maya Dharateya, Krishna says, this is my material energy. Whereas the living entities, they're simply entangled in the material world as neither masters nor controllers. This is the bewildering circumstance. In association with this material energy, we become bewildered to the point we don't know who we are and what is our purpose, what am I to be doing today, what is the goal of life. And it may dawn upon us on our deathbed, hopefully, maybe, possibly, maybe somebody will be there to remind us. But the point is that the goal of this human form of life is to understand how we are eternal servants, part and parcels of the personality of Godhead. And we are subject to His control. That has to be there. There's no question. That control is there whether you like it or not. Srila Prabhupada very nicely describes that in the purport of this Chatur Shlok in the ninth chapter. Very nicely describes in the purport how the living entity, by whether you like it or not, you're subject to His control. So you can accept it and live blissfully in the spiritual world, or you can struggle with that idea and struggle like anything in this material world and be subject to its rules and regulations. Factually, the Lord is eternally manifested in His eternal potency or spiritual energy, just like the sun and its rays in the clear sky. But at times He creates the material energy. When Krishna desires, He creates this material world. He comes in here for His eternal pastimes, Bhutanam Ishvaropi San. He comes into this material world and enacts various transcendental pastimes. Of course, those are all to attract us. Just like, a very important person, he creates his company and he doesn't have to go there, but he goes there. He goes to the company and he sees what's going on. He interacts with the employees, with his associates. He doesn't have to. But he goes there just to enliven, to give some guidance. He creates the material energy as the sun creates a cloud in the clear sky. As the sun is ever increasingly unaffected by the spot of cloud, so also the unlimited Lord is unaffected by the spot of material energy. This material world is just a spot. It's just a teeny little insignificant spot. And somehow or other we've fallen into it. And our purpose now is to get free of that. And that's going to be further explained in the coming verses. So we'll end there. Are there any questions or comments? Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.